You're listening to In the Change Room Extra.
Warren Whiteley, stalwart of South African rugby, almost said South African cricket. But
would it be bad? I played a bit of cricket in my day. That wasn't too bad.
Warren, this auspicious occasion, we're celebrating the Bright Rock My Players Choice Awards. You're a former Springbok captain, Lions captain, South African rugby stalwart, like I said. What does this World Cup victory mean for you?
Huge. It's inspired me. It's inspired all of us and given us hope as a country. So it's been unbelievable to see Sia again. You know, he's been extremely busy, but just to catch up with him and it's inspirational. And to enjoy tonight and celebrate, you know, the guys like Peter Steph winning, the Players Player Award, and Chesan Colby, Herschel Jankies, and just congratulations to all of them. I think it's been a phenomenal year for South African rugby, and huge hope and inspiration drawn from this World Cup. And I think this is going to hold us in good stead going into 2020. I think there are a lot of young players, a lot of current players going into next year extremely motivated to make a difference.
Now let's pivot towards the Lions.
Yes.
You are obviously your installed captain at the moment.
Yes, yes.
You're a student of the game.
Yes.
You've been injured for quite some time. Missed the World Cup, unfortunately. Personal bugbear of mine. And where to from here? Are you looking to come back? There are rumors that I remember seeing a headline on IOL or something.
Yes.
Whiteley so wants to coach.
Not sure whether
that's true or not, but I know you've got those desires. Yeah. But are you coming back?
Yeah. So I mean, look, can go back as far as 5 years where I've always wanted to coach after playing, and I always had that plan to learn and to develop whilst I was playing.
Yeah.
And I was fortunate enough to be in a leadership position and to be in somewhat of a teaching role within a team. And that really helped me to learn more about the game, to develop that side. And when I was injured now during Currie Cup and I was busy with my rehab, I was fortunate enough to get the opportunity with Ivan van Rooyen Cash, who's now the Super Rugby coach, along with other coaches, to allow me to start coaching.
Yeah.
To learn from them, to develop, and just to be able to comment, to add some insights. And I'm very fortunate that they allowed me to do that. And I think to be proactive now during this injury is very important for me. I love the game of rugby. I mean, I started out as a massive supporter, and was lucky enough and fortunate enough to become a professional player. But being a player is not my identity. I love this game. So if I can coach, if I can support in whatever role, I would love it. So I want to keep developing and contributing to the game of rugby. I mean, this is the platform that I've been given, and I want to serve and hopefully make individuals better and teach and coach. So if I'm going to play again, I'm not sure. I mean I would love to. That's what I'm hoping for, but I am preparing myself. I think I'm trying to be proactive and learn and develop that side.
Now Lions, whether you're staying or not, whether you're continuing playing or not, Lions have gone through a lot of transition in the last three and a bit years.
Yes.
My heart, three successive Super Rugby finals.
Yes.
Losses. Team going through a lot of transition, a lot of players leaving, a lot of some staying, Elton is staying.
Yes.
Where to for the Lions now?
We've been fortunate to hold on to a lot of our players for many years. And the last 2 years, we've probably seen a lot of those players leave the Lions. And it has been challenging, but we've had some great youngsters coming through. Wanisile Simulani, Tyron Green, just to name a few. Vincent, who you saw tonight dancing up there on the stage. So we've got some amazing youngsters coming through, and it will be challenging, but we believe we've got an amazing group of youngsters that can go ahead and compete in Super Rugby next year. It is a bit of a change. We want to mix things up. We don't want to look back in the past. We believe this is a new bunch of players. These guys have to have their own identity. The Tyrons, the Wandies, need to have their own identity and go out there and grab, you know, what they want, to become what they want. So we don't want to look back in the past of the great players we've had.
Yeah.
We want to focus on these guys because we believe that they have got everything that it takes to be Springboks one day and to set the world alight like Chesan Colby has. And, you know, we believe in them. And, you know, we have changed one or two things. We've gone into a bit of transition culture-wise. But we believe we've got a fantastic group of players that we can move forward.
Now, you obviously, you're talking about transition, changing, pulling up those young players who are now creating a new identity along with yourselves. What are the key metrics of success that you guys will say, next season, if we achieve this, this will have been a success? Elton was saying that we're going to get some stick in 2020. Things are not going to be easy, but we're going to stick at it. What for you, coaching staff, playing staff, are the metrics of success for you next year?
Well, look, I think is we know what we have within this group, and we believe we've got a very, very talented group of individuals that can surprise a lot of teams next year. And, you know, we think we can go quite far in the competition. But again, we're going to focus on our systems, and, you know, we're going to take it week for week like we have in the past. We still believe that's extremely important. But we got a bit of a culture shift, you know, adding a bit of salt, maybe a bit of pepper, some cinnamon on top.
Do you mind expanding a little bit about what that culture shift is?
I think it's a new generation. It's a new generation of youngsters. You know, some people like to call them Generation Z, but it's a new generation, you know, and we believe they need to go out there and you know, really be opportunistic. And we want them to believe in themselves. We want them to make mistakes. We want them to back themselves. And that's what we're looking forward to as coaches. You know, so we're extremely excited. We believe we've got a good group. Patience is going to be key. That was one of the metrics. We need to be patient. There will be hard lessons learned, but we know we'll develop and we'll learn with time, and it will come. So we're really looking forward to it, and I think the whole of South Africa has been boosted by this World Cup victory. I think every single Super Rugby side, every player, every coach is looking forward to next year and has been inspired by the Springboks, which is great. So I think we're going to see some South African sides in the playoffs next year for sure.
Ah, more. Last question. You played in the Commonwealth Games.
Yes.
With the Springbok Sevens.
Yes.
Hajiva Daimani is loaned to the Blitzbox.
Yes.
for a good part of the season. He's hoping to get into the Tokyo 2020 Olympics.
Yeah.
with the Blitzbox.
Yeah.
What does that do for a player to be, I know there's you have to be invested obviously, but
yes,
what does that give you as a player who's known to be in 50s but is looking to build that different skill set?
Mentally, I mean, the mental strength you need to have to be in a sevens camp, I can promise you, it is extremely tough. It is extremely tough, and especially coming from 15s into that setup like Hachiba has done, it's a shock to your system.
Yeah.
The culture that they have there and the team environment is phenomenal. So you really do grow as a person and a player, and they push you to the limits. Physically, mentally, sevens is an unbelievable sport, and you can only grow and get better. And I think for Hachiva, I mean, there are very few players I've met or seen that have talent like he has. I mean, wow, he is an incredible player. He has got immense amount of talent. And I can't wait to see him. You know, I know that he'll be working hard there, and Coach Neil will be drilling him to no end. I can promise you that. But I really look forward to him donning the green and gold, and also coming back, you know, for the Lions, because he's a phenomenal player. You know, we want to see him playing for the Lions. But I know he's going to come back a better player, motivated and hungry to make a difference.